The Black Scholars Podcast.
BlackScholarsPublishing.com.
That we should get our own. Once we have our own, we're respected for the fact that we can create our own. And that's equality right there.
Start a record label, Miss Fish just did it. Nylon, couple 5 minutes. Whoa, we are too hot in the business. About to make a movie independent. Need new trucks independent.
Welcome to the Black Scholars Podcast. I am your host, Leonard Andre Wilson Jr. Let's cut to the chase. This is an intermission. This is, what do I want to call this? This is a confessional. Let's call it that. It's an intermission and it's a confessional. Why is it a confessional? Because I need to talk to you guys. You've been conditioned. You've been conditioned to be broke. And I fell into that trap as well. Well, let me say I didn't fall into that trap, but I fell in love with education. And we're conditioned as educators to be broke. The reality of the situation is when I stepped into education as a teaching assistant, paraprofessional, whichever one I was, only making, I don't know, $13.50 an hour. I had something else on the side, and I was attending two graduate school programs at the same time. I've always been very, very good at managing money. Always been pretty good at managing money. Over the years, I've learned to save money, to invest money, to make my money, to make my energy and effort, even in a short, concentrated period of time, to lead to me making money, I guess, for the rest of my life. And so for many educators, money is a focus for you, and it should be. You should not be broke. Just because you're an educator does not mean that you're doing work for free or pro bono work. Absolutely not. And so I'm going to encourage you guys to not only follow the show, share it with a colleague, share it with a friend, share it with your work bestie. I'm also going to ask you guys to subscribe to the podcast. Now, what's in it for me? It's $2.99 a month, so it's not anything I'm going to get rich from, and it's $30 a year. So once again, it's not anything I'm going to get rich from. But when you guys pay something, you expect value. And from the business side, the content side, on my end, as a fellow educator, well, it's like if you put content up for Teachers Pay Teachers, right? Another educator is paying you for that content. You're not going to put crap up there, right? You're going to put forth your best work. And you're going to want that fellow educator that's purchasing your product to tell their colleagues about it. So it's word of mouth. And the word of mouth grows when you have a quality product or service or content. This is no different. Think of this as Teachers Pay Teachers via audio. So it's not much I'm asking you for, because unfortunately, I know what a lot of those direct deposits look like. But you have no business being as talented, smart, educated, gifted, innately, as you are, being broke. So this show is going to focus on How can you make more money? How can you save more money? How can you invest more money? That alone is worth way more than $2.99 a month or $29.99 a year. Trust me, it is. Then the second thing that we need to come to grips on, your career. If you're a teacher, I hope you want to be the best teacher you could possibly be. I have strategies for you. I have subject matter experts for you. I have educational peer-reviewed research studies for you. Same thing for librarians. Same thing for special educators. Same thing for guidance counselors, school psychologists. I have what you need. But again, back to the topic on money, some of us, we want to elevate to a higher position within education. That was my story. I wanted to become a principal. And I was en route to become a principal, or at least an assistant principal, when COVID hit. February 2020, I got water baptized. I've always been a Christian, always been a believer. I grew up Baptist, originally from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Most of my family, or at least most of the males in my family, are indeed pastors, reverends, preachers. I felt a calling to education, just like many of you felt a calling to education. And some of you are naturally, innately leaders. You're servant leaders, which is the best principal or assistant principal to have, because you don't mind rolling up your sleeves and going to take over for a class or going to take over for a lesson. And not just teaching the lesson like you're a substitute reading the directions, but I know assistant principals and principals who still lesson plan, because they still believe in the art and the science of education and teaching. The pedagogy matters. So you have every right to want to not only elevate within education, a industry, a career, a vocation that you've grown to love, but you're ready to take on the ranks of something higher. Even if you don't want to be a principal, there's instructional coordinators, there's Title I coordinators, there are school boards, there are district positions. There's so many different things that you can do. And some of you might want to teach at the collegiate level. That could be seen as a level up. Some of you might want to work for at the state level, right? The Department of Education. Again, we have the content for you here at the Black Scholars Podcast. Last but not least, there are many educators who are ready to leave. How do I know that? Because I talk to them. I communicate with them. You have to think about it. Since 2018, I've had the opportunity to communicate with teachers, not just in my state of Tennessee, but all across the country. And so we have conversations off air, off mic, and they're telling me they are ready to leave the classroom. Many of them already have done so. Some of them are kind of spiraling out of control, respectfully, and others are doing really, really well for themselves financially. If that's something that you want to do, once again, this show, we have the content for you. So again, money. You need to save more. You need to invest more. You need to make more. We can help you with that. Your career. You want to be the best at what you currently do. We have the content. We have the strategies. We have the subject matter experts to help you get there. You want to do something else within education. You want a promotion. We can help you get there. And if you want to transition outside of the classroom, don't let anybody make you feel like you're not an educator anymore. Don't make anybody else feel like you're giving up on the students, you're giving up on your kids. You're not. Once you've stepped foot in the classroom, and for however many years you've decided to stay in that classroom, no matter how many years you've decided to stay within the vocation, the profession of education, you put forth your time. Right? A calling, a purpose is not supposed to be tied specifically to one job role, one job position, one industry. Being an educator is possible in a multitude of formats and ways. It looks different. It has a different name. More importantly, it has a higher direct deposit sometimes in different areas. So regardless if you want to stay in the classroom, you want to stay in the library, or if you want to matriculate to something higher, or if you want to transition completely out of education, money, career, we got you. The Black Scholars Podcast. Thank you guys for being a part of this tribe. If I haven't said it before, let me say it right now. I love you guys from the bottom of my heart. I love you guys genuinely. What you do is absolutely great. I know you're not appreciated, but you're appreciated here. I want you to level up in all aspects of life. That's coming from as sincere, genuine place as possible. And I'll see you on the other side. Subscribe to the podcast, Black Scholars Podcast Plus, PLC Edition, Apple Podcasts. I'm out.
What can I say? Mamba out.
Thank you for listening to the Black Scholars Podcast. For more information, sometimes go to blackscholarspublishing.com.
You just gotta
go.
You will never know what you could ever be. If you never try, you will never see. Stayed in Africa, we ain't never leave. So one don't sleep.